Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Fully committed to working with Congress to get this job done. And I don't want to be disappointed by Congress. Do you understand me?
That was President Trump yesterday lecturing Congress like small children, like a very disappointed father. Joining us to discuss President Trump's speech yesterday about tax reform is Steve Moore, economist at the Heritage Foundation. Steve, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Hi, Mary. Good morning.
So President Trump making it very clear to Congress that, seriously, let's try to at least get our act together for tax reform. He did not give us a lot of specifics in his speech. What are the odds of Congress being able to come up with something that they can get passed on tax reform?
Well, look, first of all, I think Congress needed a little bit of spanking from Trump. They haven't done anything this year. You know, that we've got everything backed up now. They weren't able to get Obamacare repealed. Now they've got to deal with the debt ceiling. They've got to deal with the budget that hasn't been addressed at all. And of course, I think it's critically important, guys, that Republicans get this tax cut done. Once they failed on Obamacare, I think it doubled and tripled the political stakes for getting a tax reform done, but also it's big for the economy. And you guys know we got a big report yesterday that showed the economy is growing at 3%. There's a Trump boom going on right now with this economy, with his deregulation, his promise of tax cuts. Republicans have to deliver on this, and whether they can do it, I don't know. I'm somewhat skeptical. Republicans can get their act together and get something done before Thanksgiving, and Trump has to play a big role. One of the things he did yesterday that I really liked was it was a call to action of conservatives to say, look, get after your congressman, get after your senator, make sure they're going to vote for this tax bill. We haven't had a tax cut in 20 years. It's time we get one.
Yeah, he specifically went after Claire McCaskill.
Yeah.
Right, because she's in a Republican state, a Democratic senator in a Republican state, so the pressure is on her. And he said, hey, if she doesn't get this, she votes against this, maybe time to vote her out. I mean, flat out said it in front
of
the
crowd.
You got
it. And look, I mean, the Democrats, as you guys know, are in a resistance mode. They basically announced they're going to be against anything that Trump is for. Even when it's good for the economy, it's good for workers. Look, we have a dysfunctional tax system that's sending jobs, factories, companies out of the United States to places like Ireland, to places like Canada, to places like China, Mexico. We want to, you know, I've talked to Donald Trump a lot about this because, as you guys know, I work with him on the campaign. I work with him on this tax plan. Our goal is to try to reverse that magnetic pull so that now if we go from having the highest business tax rate in the world to, as Trump wants, a 15 or 20% rate, which would be one of the lowest, you're going to get all those companies moving back to the United States. You're going to have Apple bringing $250 billion back to the United States to be invested here. I mean, this is so good for jobs and the economy. And shame on the Democrats for saying, we don't care if it's good for workers. We don't care if it's good for the American economy. We're not going to vote for it.
Is there anywhere where you see obviously you said they're in resistance mode, so maybe this is a moot point. But is there anywhere you see, like, how could Democrats possibly be against this specific thing in taxes? For instance, if the president decided to present a package that included only middle-class tax cuts and below, nothing to do with the rich, and then only business cuts, wouldn't that be the kind of thing that Democrats and Republicans could kind of easily agree on?
Well, you would think so. I mean, look, some polling just came out yesterday on some of the elements of what Trump wants. I mean, there's, just to be clear on this, there's kind of what Larry Kudlow, I know Larry's a regular on your show, and I've been talking about for months, is what the three easy pieces. Number one, cut our business tax rates so we're competitive around the world. Number two, allow companies to repatriate the trillions of dollars that they're held overseas. Charge them 10% to bring that money back to the United States. It's a win-win. We get revenues,
yes,
and we get the jobs and the growth. And
both things the president called for yesterday, by the way.
Yeah, and the third one being, of course, this middle-class tax cut. Double the standard deduction. So every person listening to the show, if you're paying taxes, if you're a middle-income taxpayer, you're going to get about $1,500 to $2,000 back on your taxes. Now, as you said, Vince, how can Democrats be against that? I mean, it's worked before. It worked for JFK. It worked for Reagan. It will work for Trump. But unfortunately, I just think that Democrats are in such a mode of just resisting everything Trump wants to do And that's why I thought it was great that he called out Claire McCaskill. I mean, she's advertising herself as a moderate Democrat, and yet what has she done that's been moderate? She's been with the liberals in every step of the way. Same thing with Manchin in West Virginia.
Vice President Pence is going to be with Joe Manchin today. I believe he's going to be with him in West Virginia today. Rand Paul laid out something very simple, though, and I wanted your opinion on this, Steve. He laid out a very simple plan. He said we don't have to worry about lobbyists getting involved in this because everybody's a winner. So what he said, 3 points. Everyone gets a tax cut. Every tax bracket gets a tax cut of a percentage. He wants to see a large tax cut of 15% for every taxpayer, but he realizes it probably wouldn't be that. But everybody gets one, so nobody can complain. Drop the corporate tax rate to 15%, the same as Canada. And when you're talking about the repatriation of money, allow companies with trillions overseas to bring it back with just a 5% voluntary tax.
Yep.
Very simple, easy to do. Does that even stand a fighting chance?
Well, that's very similar to what Larry Kudlow and I have been talking about. I think it's where the Republicans are basically headed. I mean, Rand Paul has the right idea. Everybody wins. Everybody gets a tax cut. Now, look, some skeptics are going to say, well, wait, what about the budget deficit? Where's the money going to come from? If Trump is able to, look, the economy grew 3% in the first quarter under Trump. And by the way, that's up from 1.6% under Obama. So there's a Trump effect here. So far in the third quarter, guys, the economy is growing at 3.5%. So if we can get this tax cut done, we can get the economy growing at 4%. If you get 4% growth, you get $3 trillion more revenue over a decade. So this idea that somehow this is going to blow a hole in the deficit, no. We need more economic growth to deal with the debt and the deficit, putting people back to work. Look, if people are working, they pay taxes. If they're unemployed, they don't pay taxes. It's a kind of simple concept. And look, I'm worried, though, that Republicans, I don't know about you guys, I don't know if they can get their act together. I mean, they just have not shown any. Why did they take August off, for goodness sakes? Why did they take a month off in August when we got to get this tax cut done? We got to get the debt ceiling raised.
Yeah.
Trump is right to be angry with these people.
Well, what do you think of the leadership then? Where are you on Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell? I mean, these are the guys who control the calendar, and they decided to go home, and now they're the ones who are going to have to lead this thing through Congress. Should they be the ones to do it?
Well, look, Paul Ryan is a superstar when it comes to taxes. He understands this. He's been working on it. He knows more about tax, the tax code more than probably anybody in Washington. So I'm glad he's leading. Look, Mitch McConnell, I think, made a big gaffe when he basically keeps saying, gee, it's so tough to get stuff passed in Congress and, the expectations are too high. No, what he should be saying right now is, promising voters, we're going to get this done. We're going to work every minute, every day. If we have to work on Saturdays and Sundays, we're going to get done. I mean, my goodness, this is why we elected these people.
Yeah. Do you know if they have to use normal procedures, or are they able to use a budget mechanism to get 51 votes?
They're going to have to use what's called, I don't want to get in the weeds too much, reconciliation.
Yes.
Unfortunately, because of those rules, this tax cut will probably be only a 10-year tax cut. But, as Steve Forbes, another good friend of mine, always says, look, nothing is permanent in Washington. 10 years is a lifetime in Washington. But, look, if they don't, I'm going to make a prediction to you guys. If the Republicans, after failing on Obamacare, don't get a tax cut passed this year, they're going to lose the House and Senate in 2018.
Well, if you can't get anything done, you don't deserve to legislate. That's
the
truth. All right. Well, Steve Moore, thanks for your perspective on this, and we'll check in with you again as this thing progresses, hopefully in a positive direction.
All right. Have a great day, guys. Listen to your show every morning.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you so much.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.